OK, lads, shouted Rob Anybody. Toad, you look after Jeannie, you hear? She'll need a thinking laddie to rely on while I know there. Right, you scanners, it's do or die. You ken what to do. You lads on the ropes, pull us up noo. The bushes shook. Right, pelvis, are you ready?
Aye, Rob.
Knees, knees. I said knees. Aye, Robert. Feets.
Aye, Rob.
The bushes shook again. Right. Remember, right, left, right, left. Pelvis, knee, foot on the ground. Keep a spring in the step, feets. Are you ready? Hold together, boys. Walk. It was a big surprise for Mr. Crabber, the carter. He'd been staring vaguely at nothing, thinking only of going home, when something stepped out of the bushes and into the road. It looked human, or rather, it looked slightly more human than it looked like anything else. But it seemed to be having trouble with its knees, and walked as though they'd been tied together. However, the carter didn't spend too much time thinking about that, because clutched in one gloved hand that was waving vaguely in the air was something gold. This immediately identified the stranger as far as the carter was concerned. He was not, as first sight might suggest, some old tramp to be left by the roadside, but an obvious gentleman down on his luck, and it was practically the carter's duty to help him. He slowed the horse to a standstill. The stranger didn't really have a face. There was nothing much to see between the droopy hat brim and the turned-up collar of the coat, except a lot of beard. But from somewhere within the beard, a voice said,
"Shut up, shut up, shut up! Will you all shut up when I'm talking?" "Ahem! Good day to ye, carter fellow, my old fellowy fellow. If ye'll gie us me a lift as far as ye are going, I'll gie ye this fine, shiny golden coin."
The figure lurched forward and thrust its hand in front of Mr. Crabber's face. It was quite a large coin, and it was certainly gold. It had come from the treasure of the old dead king who was buried in the main part of the Feagles' mound. Oddly enough, the Feagles weren't hugely interested in gold once they'd stolen it, because you couldn't drink it, and it was difficult to eat. In the mound, they mostly used the old coins and plates to reflect candlelight and give the place a nice glow. It was no hardship to give some away. The carter stared at it. It was more money than he'd ever seen in his life.
"If, sir, would like to hop on the back of the cart, sir," he said, carefully taking it.
"Ach, right, you are, then," said the bearded mystery man after a pause. "Just a moment. This needs a wee bitty organising. Okay, yes, Hans, you just grab the side of the cart, and you, lefty leg, you got to kind of sidle along. Ah, Craven, you got to bend. Bend, come on, get it right."
The hairy face turned to the carter.
"Sorry about this," it said. "I talked to my knees, but they didn't listen to me."
"Is that right?" said the carter weakly. "I have trouble with my knees in the wet weather. Goose grease works."
"Ach, weel, these knees is going to get more than a greasing if I had to get doon there and sort them out," snarled the hairy man.
The carter heard various bangs and grunts behind him as the man hauled himself onto the tail of the cart.
"OK, let's gee," said a voice. "We haven't got all day, and yous knees, you're sacked. Crivens, I'm walking like I've got a big touch of stoppies. You gee up to the stomach and send doon a couple of good knee men."
The carter bit the coin thoughtfully as he urged the horse into a walk. It was such pure gold that he left tooth marks. That meant his passenger was very, very rich. That was becoming very important at this point.
"Can you no go wee bitty faster, my good man," said the voice behind him after he'd gone a little way.
"Ah, well, sir," said the carter. "See them boxes and crates? I've got a load of eggs, and those apples mustn't be bruised, sir. And then there's those jugs of—"
There were some bangs and crashes behind him, including the sploosh that a large crate of eggs makes when it hits a road.
"You can gee faster noo, eh?" said the voice.
"Eh, that was my—" Mr. Crabber began.
"I've got another one of the big wee gold coins for ye,"
and a heavy and smelly arm landed on the carter's shoulder. Dangling from the glove on the end of it was, indeed, another coin. It was 10 times what the load had been worth.
"Oh, well," said the carter, carefully taking the coin. "Accidents do happen, eh, sir?"
"Aye, especially if I dinna think I'm going fast enough," said the voice behind him. "I'm in a big hurry to get to young mountains, you ken."
"'But I'm not a stagecoach, sir,' said the carter reproachfully "'as he urged his old horse into